Thank you. Welcome everyone to the Atlas to OC call on Thursday, 20 February 2014 at 15 UTC. On the call today we have Eduardo Diaz, Darlene Thompson, Natalia Anciso, Olivier Crépin-Leblond, Siranush Vardanian, Carlos Aguirre, Murray McKersher, and Dev Anantilaxin. We have apologies from Cheryl Langdonor, Sandra Hofrichter, Roberto Gaetano, Fatima Cambronero, Jordi Paraguire, and Wolf Ludwig. And from staff, we have Carlos Reyes, Ariel Lang, and myself, Gilles Charvelin. Heidi Ulwisch and Gisela Grubu will be joining us very shortly. May I please remind all participants to please state your names before speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you so much, Julia. We have the agenda in the Adobe, so do we want to approve the agenda the way it is, or do you want to add new business to it? I don't hear anyone, so let's start with the first. We're going to go through the action items and get updates of this. The first one is for Murray McKersher, who is in the call, before he talks. I just want to let everyone know that Murray was willing to chair the public relations group to get that responsibility going forward, and he just accepted the position. I mean, he wants to help, and that's a great place to help. So, Murray, I have added an action item here, which is 025, and this action item will be just for you to update the organization committee about the PR efforts that are necessary for the Atlas too. I don't know if you were in the list, but there is a part in the wiki, and I send it through email, that the public relations messages are already accepted by consensus by this group. There are about four or five or six maybe. And it is of my opinion that maybe you want to start working on these messages with the communication staff or the PR staff in ICANN and the large staff. To see if those are too many or too little, or if we can have a combination of them and reduce them maybe to one that is a PR message for, you know, inside, and the PRs are for the, you know, for outreach and in-reach. So, Murray, you have the floor, and what I want you to do is to tell us what are your expectations on this group, if any. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, I'm sorry I'm getting into the call slightly behind schedule, so I haven't seen everything. But generally my goals and objectives are to align messaging from the at-large group along with the ICANN staff. I suspect we'll agree on messaging going forward, and my experience from the Toronto meeting engaging with the folks from ICANN PR is that we have a great group, so I don't foresee any issues, and I'm just happy to oversee the process. And I will be certainly adding to the wiki. It's a new experience for me in editing wiki, but staff have been terrific, so I simply look forward to moving that forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Murray. I also want to add, Murray, that within the public relations subgroup, there is this other group that we call it the communications group. But basically, that group is chaired by Natalia, Carlos Aguirre, and Mari Carmen Ceguera. And they basically focus on getting and creating and maintaining this newsletter that we're going to start sent out after the Singapore meeting and during the Atlas II summit meeting. And also they will be working with in putting together, in conjunction with staff, you know, some kind of web page for the Atlas II events. So the reason I'm saying this is that you should work in collaboration with that group. So, you know, we have all, you know, the PR messages and all the things that we're sending out, they all have more or less the same message. I just wanted to say that. Thank you so much.
Eduardo, it's Olivier.
Aha. Olivier, please. Go ahead.
Yes. Thank you very much, Eduardo. Olivier Crépin of Law speaking. Sorry, I'm not in the Adobe Connect room yet, but I'll be shortly. I just wanted to ask, is there a danger of a duplication of tasks between the communication group and the PR group?
Well, the way I see it, and maybe this is something we can discuss here, is I see more the PR group that Murray is working, is sharing, as the message that we want to send and communication that we will send out to the general public or to the community. And the communications group, I see them mostly as messaging and communicating with all the ALSs specifically. I mean, this is something, information that they're going to put out, and the web page can be seen by anybody. But the way I see it is mostly inward than outward.
Okay, thank you. No, it's just because I do see some. It's Olivier speaking again. I do see some common parts that both groups are doing. So it would probably be good for the two to coordinate, of course, so as to make sure they don't walk on each other's shoes.
Yes, I think that's a good idea, and that's what I tried to say at the beginning. That both groups were very in collaboration, just to make sure that it's in sync and. As you say, that they should not be doing overlapping work, and that, I think that's the most important thing, that you know, they don't duplicate work.
Any other questions? Murray McKercher speaking. If I can have the floor for a moment.
Sure.
So yes, Olivier, I think we don't want to duplicate efforts, so I'll make every effort to make sure that we're all on the same page. And if you have any specific concerns or comments, if you could send them to me, I'd appreciate it.
Okay. So, Mireille, you have Carlos Aguirre and the other co-chairs of the other group. So, you know, that's what communications emails are for, all that tool. So, thank you so much. Olivier, do you have any other comments? Okay, so let's move to the next action items, which are for Carlos Reyes, and he has action item 21, which is one that I just had yesterday. And basically, we had a milestone for February 14, where we're supposed to send ICANN Constitutes to Travel, the database with all the people that are traveling. So this is just to make sure that happens. Carlos, if you are there, please. Let us know. You have the floor.
Thanks, Eduardo. This is Carlos Reyes. Database, we're just waiting to confirm a handful of changes. As you all saw, Olivier sent a note regarding some situations that have arisen regarding the ALAC voting delegates to the NomCom. So some of those ALSs still need to determine who will be representing them in London. But other than that, we have distributed the list to every RALO secretariat and worked out some changes that have had to occur with some ALSs determining or designating other representatives. So it's largely done. Heidi has been in touch with constituency travel. I have as well. And they would much rather we get everything finalized rather than rushing through it. We had actually built in some time with the February 14th deadline, so I think we're very much on track. And some representatives won't be designated until Singapore. It's only a few, though. But once we have all of those representatives determined that will not be assigned in Singapore, we'll go ahead and send that to Constituency Travel, and we can send a smaller list, as I said, only a handful after Singapore.
So, Carlos, this is Eduardo Diaz. So what is the new date or deadline for you to send, I guess, the long list instead of a short list? Do you have a specific date?
Well, I don't think it's a specific date. Definitely by tomorrow. You know, at this point, we've been working with some of these ALSs for a week to get the new names, and we don't want to delay the process any further. So definitely by tomorrow, they'll receive that updated list with the various notes about some names still to be confirmed.
Okay, so just to clarify, this is Eduardo Díaz, just to clarify, you're going to send this, whatever you have with the notes, to Competition's constituency travel by tomorrow. Is that correct?
That's correct. And, you know, just to give you a sense, just to give you a sense of what we're looking at, it's really only six ALSs that need to confirm with us.
Okay, so that's, I don't think that's a huge number of names. So now that I have you here again, I have the Action Item 23, Carlos, which says in the survey, there's a survey to help with the formation of the Atlas 2-5 thematic breakout sessions. Can you tell us how is that going? I think this survey is going to... just to explain, this survey is a survey that was asked, that we sent, and we sent to determine from all the ALSs which the priority of the five thematic sessions, what are their priorities? What do they want to see first? What they are more interested in first, second, and third, and so forth. And the reason we sent this survey is so we can take that information and try to balance the people that are going to fit into these five rooms. And the challenge here is that they will have only three. We have five rooms assigned for the summit, but three of the rooms they will fit a maximum of 30 people, and we just need to balance the number of people to go to all of them, and not all of them will have interpretation. So that's why the reason we sent the survey. So Carlos, can you tell us how is that going? Thanks.
Thanks, Eduardo. This is Carlos. As of right now, and I'm looking at the results right now, there are 55 respondents. I'm looking at the crosstabs. I'd rather not talk about the results right now, since it's really only about a third of the respondents, and the results can change since we're still waiting on two-thirds of the ALSs to respond. But as I said, 55 respondents, and the results are pretty mixed right now. There are two groups that are pretty much tied in terms of interest, and then three thematic groups that are more or less ranked in preferential order thereafter.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for the information, Carlos. So let's move on to the next. Before that, Olivier, please, you have the floor. I didn't see that.
Thank you very much, Eduardo. It's Olivier speaking. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm in large public meetings, so I can't speak too loud. With regards to the list of travelers, I have been approached by Yorio Lansiporo, who is... theoretically the ALS representative for Finland, and as you know, he's also on the NOMCOM. He asked me whether one could wait until the 17th of March for ISOC Finland to provide the details of the travelers. Now, I understand from what I've just heard now that, in fact, Carlos is hoping to close the lists off by the end of this week. Is this correct?
Hi, Olivier. This is Carlos. Yes, but we've also, Heidi and I have been in touch with Joette from the NOMCOM and the various ALS representatives that are also engaged in the NOMCOM. So there is some space there that allows us to provide those names once all of that is sorted out.
Okay, thank you. So that's one thing, and I'll leave it over in your capable hands for this. On the other side, I've also had several ALS representatives who are here in Geneva at the moment who have inquired regarding visas, and there certainly is much concern about those. I understand that, of course, the earlier we close off that list and start sending it off, we will be able to then go through the process of asking or providing details to the ALS representatives on how to get invitation letters, et cetera, et cetera. I just wonder if we shouldn't just start sending the list over to constituency travel as soon as possible, whilst keeping off those, I don't know, 10 or 15 people out of the 160, and sort of leave that aside and just do it as a two-part process rather than doing it all in one go and waiting for everything to be ready to set in one batch.
Hi, Olivia. This is Carlos. Yes, I completely agree. So tomorrow we'll send the list that wasn't that doesn't include the six that are remaining.
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Eduardo, this is Heidi. May I just quick comment?
You might have either lost Eduardo or is he
okay,
you
may have lost
Eduardo.
I'm sorry,
Eduardo,
no, I'm here.
Okay, sorry. So just a really quick comment on the invitation letters. There has been a request by Olivier to have the currently only in English invitation letter request form translated, and I just have heard that, yes, it will be translated into English and French, if not the full six UN languages. So I don't have an estimated time of when that translation or those translations will be ready, but just wanted to let you know that it will be translated. And then the second point is, given the time, you know, it might be a few weeks before that those letters are received in the various languages. Should we send out the link to the English invitation letter so people who do work in English can start filling that out?
Yes. It's a question if you send out the invitation.
So we can go ahead and do that today then to the Atlas 2 participants list, and then when the translated versions come in, we'll send those out then too. Thank you.
Okay. Does anyone have a comment about this? If not, Heidi, please do send it now so people can have it. The chance to start doing it out, and when we get it translated, then we send those. Do you have an idea when those translations are going to be done?
It's only a one-page document, so I would expect it would be a week or so.
A week, okay. No problem. So the next action item, Heidi, which is yours, I was looking at it. I'm sorry. Hello, somebody has to mute their phone. Hello. So the next one, Heidi, which is the action item 011, I'm going to move that action item and maybe close it and just leave the public relations group to move forward, and start these conversations with the communications of your staff. Is that okay with you, Heidi?
Yes.
I'm talking about action item 11. Okay. Thank you so much. So the next one will be Glenn McKnight with the Fair of, the name of this the celebration now? Forget.
A Fair. This is Heidi. It's called A Fair.
A Fair. Okay. It's Glenn. I don't see Glenn on the call, so I guess we'll get an update from him sometime in the future. So let's move forward to the action item 016, which is the coordination of the communications working group. There are three co-chairs there, Carlos, Natalia, and Mari Carmen. So Carlos, Natalia, and Mari Carmen, whoever wants to be the spokesperson for the group, please, can you update us on your work? Thank you. Carlos or Natalia?
Yes. Hello, this is Natalia. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And our last update is that we will have our first call tomorrow with the both working group united as communication working group, and we will work on the agenda about what are going to be our tasks about contents, designs, and about the souvenirs and everything that you said last meeting about t-shirts, whatever we can get from a sponsor. And I was wondering if we will ask those souvenirs from the sponsors or we can ask whoever we want.
This is Eduardo and Natalia. Olivier, is this something, or Heidi, this goes to Heidi and Olivier, is this these souvenirs, like t-shirts or whatever we want to give out, is this something that I can provide, or do we need to get a sponsor for this? How does that work? I'm not sure.
Olivier, I'm not sure if you want to go first.
Yeah, thank you. I sort of you're speaking. I don't know really. At the moment, I haven't thought of this. I guess this is something we need to discuss. Obviously, there should be some kind of promotional material or something. I'm not even sure of the costs, and I guess I should ask Heidi whether if I can, thinking of if such a thing happens, making it locally, or would that be shipped in?
This is Heidi. It all depends. Normally, in certain areas, they have it produced there, but otherwise they ship it in. In terms of whether ICANN can cover it, there is some funding available for some sorts of materials for perhaps a lunch or et cetera. So it depends on how much sponsorship money comes in. If that can cover all of the social occasions, then there will be this funding available for these promotional items. Some of the things that we've been discussing internally would be pop-up banners. For example, currently I believe we only have one for AP Rallo. That's one of those banners that you put up next to a lectern or something. Perhaps those for the other RALOs and one for at-large, those sorts of things. But I would think that if you could just develop a wish list, a reasonable wish list, and then we can see where we go, and there might be a need to prioritize on that list. Thank you.
This is Eduardo. Haley, I have a question. It just occurred to me. When you register for an ICANN meeting, when you go there, they give you the badge, but there's also sometimes they put some kind of ribbon underneath or something that says newcomer or non-com or something like that. It's something we can coordinate so we can have like that for the summit participants who have that kind of banner or thing that identifies.
Yeah, this is Heidi. Yes, absolutely. Thank you for reminding me. That's something that staff have been mentioning as well, is either something that shows in the RALO colors, which is in the logo of at-large, or something that clearly separates people, distinguishes them as people participating in the summit. That's an excellent idea.
Okay, so can you take that action item on and let us know if that's, I don't know how it's happening.
We can check into the cost and whether I can cover that, yes. But then
okay.
We would need to come to the group, back to the communications group, and ask them what kind of design they would like, et cetera, on that. But, yes, basically
okay.
Either a lanyard, a special lanyard, or a special sticker at the bottom of the name tag, yes.
Okay. Carlos, you have been, you have your hand up, please. You have the floor.
Thank you, Eduardo. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Thank you, Carlos Aguirre, so for the records. I want to add something to Natalia and Ciso report. We are almost 20 volunteers in our working group. We have two tasks. Web page and a newsletter for Atlas 2. I'm not sure if it's a good idea add to our group the t-shirt, souvenirs, and the last ask added for you, Eduardo, because I think it's better this task be taken by Showcase Atlas 2 working group. In every showcase in different regions, who are in charge of this task is exactly the Showcase working group. I don't know if you think the same than me.
Carlos, thank you for your comment. The idea I suggested that your group did it was mostly because you have so many creative people in your group, but it can be, you know, it can be the public relations group that Murray is heading now with the PR people and communications, and, you know, they can decide that, or we can all decide it. You know, I'm not sure. Do anybody have any comments about this? Because if we were going to have somebody responsible for this, I see Heidi suggesting the PR group, so it can be the PR group. No one has a comment about this? Any comments?
Okay, if there are no comments, no problem. We take the task, but I continue to think better place is showcase working group, but no problem. We are working on that. On the other thing, as Natalia Enciso said, we have tomorrow our first call, so if you are interested, I invite you to participate. We have, as I said, 20 volunteers, but not by Asia-Pacific whalers. So if you know somebody of this region who wants to participate in our working group, is welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Carlos. Let's take the thing about the promotional items and things like that, and let's keep it in the background, and let's work it together. You can work it with the Murray group, and if you think there's too much to handle in your group, then we'll look for other volunteers to help. So the other thing is that I want to mention that this is something that I was going to mention, and I have seen in other working groups. It's like, for example, Carlos says that he has 20 people in his group, and, you know, I have talked to Nadali and Carlos offline, and, you know, I see 20 people and eager to work, but when I see the work being done, only a couple of people do it. So, you know, I suggest, and this goes for everyone, that, you know, if you have 20 people or 15 or what have you, to try to divide and the work somehow that everybody will feel that is providing something to the Atlas too, because, you know, having a list of 20 people or what number of people are out there, you know, it doesn't make sense if only a couple are working. So, on the other hand, you know, some of these people will participate in calls and will provide ideas and comments on things that are happening. But I think that we should do something more than that and get them engaged somehow, which is, it's a very difficult thing, but, you know, try to do that so everybody feels like it's providing to the whole event somehow. So,
as long as Eduardo, it's Murray speaking, if I have a moment.
Yes, please do so.
So I'm happy to join Carlos at tomorrow's meeting. I'll be in transit, so if someone can send me the appropriate links, and I can help put some of those things together. I know the group that was in charge of the showcase for the Toronto ICANN meeting, because I'm local here. You can probably get some information from that perspective and other groups. I'm happy to participate and help coordinate that as well. Thank you,
Murray. And the other thing before going forward, I just want to add is not related to a specific action item. Is that I'm going to put together some kind of picture, so everybody knows how we are getting this event together. Because, you know, for some people that are not familiar with the way we're doing this thing, you know, you hear about all these working groups and you don't know really what they're doing and how they're related to each other. So I'm going to put something out there that will help, you know, at least have a picture of all these groups and how are they called, because it can get confusing. that's my impression. So thank you, Carlos, Natalia. I don't know if Maricarmen, I don't think Maricarmen is in, but thank you for your help. And the next,
Eduardo.
Yes,
Eduardo, this is Natalia. Can I add a comment? I wanted to add that between the 20 people that are participating in our working group, there are some members that are not at-large members, that they are interested in at-large, but they know how to get involved, who to reach, or what do we do. So we talked within each other, the co-chairs and Eduardo, and we decided to accept their volunteer for working with us. So I think it's important for outreach, too.
This is Eduardo. Definitely, Natalia. I mean, this is a very good way of getting people that are not involved with ICANN to get engaged in our work, and you know, and the at large. So, I'm really happy, and I think everyone is happy that you, through your group, you know, is bringing all these people and to help with this endeavor. So, thank you, Natalia. I hope we can do this with other groups too. In any case, let's move forward. Fatima Cambronero is not online, so we don't have a specific update for her mentoring group. Wolf Ludwig and Cherry Landon Orr also are, they excuse themselves. I think one is in traveling and the other one is in another meeting. Everybody's in meeting today. Yanni Benjamin, we couldn't get him on the line, so we don't have really an update from his group other than we are in the process, other than that we have sent a survey to get a sense of people priorities on what thematic sessions they want to attend to in some kind of priority. And like I said before, this is basically going to be used to balance the groups within these five groups that have been assigned to the Atlas 2 group. So the next one's Olivier, the sponsorship, please, if you can update on the things that you have been doing there. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you very much, Eduardo. It's Olivier Capanovlo speaking. So on the sponsorship side, I have now sent sponsorship proposals as drafted over to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different organizations. I've sent it over to Microsoft. I've sent it over to Facebook, to Public Internet Registry, PIR, via Roberto Gaetano, and via over to Affilias, and to Google as well. Whilst here in Geneva, I've also had a quick chat with a person from Walt Disney, would you believe it, and they said, oh, well, send us a proposal and we'll consider it as well. So that's one more, and I've also discussed the idea over with Nominate, which is one of the large, which is the .uk registry in the UK. So these are the current ones that we're following up with. The proposals were sent only a couple of days ago, so everyone is digesting it at the moment. The other thing that I'm trying to do, I have spoken to Marcus Kummer from ISOC and trying to see if ISOC could perhaps fund something outside the sponsorship, something as simple as a welcome cocktail or something on one of the evenings. So that's the current level at the moment.
Thank you so much. Anybody with any comments on this? Okay, thank you so much, Olivier. The next item is for Cherry Landon-Org. I talked to her, and I mean virtually, and I just wanted to added an action item here for her to update on the ROI. This is a group that will take all the outputs from the summit, and will try to put some kind of report on the return on investment. You know, that's between quotes and a final report. She suggests to move Wolf and her. They're supposed to put, they're preparing a survey that will be given to all the ALSs at the end of the summit, so we can get feedback for whatever we need feedback for, and to know if the summit was successful, ideas for future ones, etc. I don't know. She suggested to move that action item under her ROI, and I'm going to do that. Unfortunately, I have here what she said. It says, and really what I was looking for when I opened this action item is what was the depth, what did she think was, is the deadline for this report. So I'm going to put in the chat what she wrote in the mail. And basically she's saying, and this is something that evidently will get more fine-tuned the closer we get to the Atlas 2, but she said I will take their groups about 6 to 8 weeks to push something, an initial report, like simple analytics, who went where, etc. And maybe it will take from 6 to 12 months after that to have a final report on the whole event. So these are the initial dates that she's putting out for her group. Like I said, this will be fine-tuned as the closer we get to the Atlas 2. I'm sorry, somebody has to mute. Hello? Okay. Thank you. Any comments, please, on this? No comments? Okay, so the last two action items here are basically for the organization committee, and this has, again, this has to do with establishing strategic goals, which we already did for InReach. And somehow we have to have some strategic goals for outreach. You know, our goals for the summit, if we look, you know, the other way, no inside, you know, outside. And also, you know, what are the likely impact and call to action of the summit. And the reason this is was asked is because somehow this will have to be communicated through the PR messages that we're going to send. So I haven't done anything with this yet, and I will probably work with Murray in getting something going on this two action items. Carlos, UAC, okay. So any comments about this? Okay. So I think we're almost at the end of our meeting. Do anybody has a new business that they want to talk about or add to the conversation today? If not, I suggest that we have our next meeting in 2 weeks. That will put us in March 6th, same time, same day. So if I don't hear any abstentions to that, or anybody abstaining to that, this meeting has been adjourned. I would like to thank everybody for taking the time of participating today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you, Eduardo.